Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Kirkland Guillory is majoring in marketing at HBU. In the summer of 2019, she accepted an internship with Perry Homes. Her work has included providing research-based recommendation to impact sluggish cells for a new community and preparing a press release related to the company's foundation. The marketing program is a part of the Archie W. Dunham College of Business, which gives students a foundation in theory and ideas as well as practical application. Welcome, Kirkland.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, it's exciting to have you here. I mean, we've heard about how dynamic you are.
Thank you.
Tell us how you came to HBU.
All right, so, you know, of course, senior year of high school, I'm going through different colleges, different applications, and I stumbled across an email from HBU. Hadn't heard of the school, honestly, until prior to coming to HBU.
Were you from Houston?
I am from Houston,
okay.
Yeah, the north side of Houston.
All right.
And so I was like, you know, let me check it out, because it did have a scholarship with it, so I was curious to see what that would be about. And I'm telling you, I've toured other campuses, public schools and private schools, and I'm telling you, like, the minute I stepped foot on campus, like, I told my mom I needed to be here.
And why was that?
Absolutely.
Why
so
was that?
It was just a different dynamic here. The people were just a lot friendly and really welcoming to me, and very quickly I found friends, I found mentors, I found just a really close, like, close-knit family within HBU. I don't know, HBU really has that good mixture of educational, like it challenges you educationally, but then also spiritually too. Mm-hmm. So you get that perfect balance. And after I toured here, I knew that I needed to be here and I didn't tour anywhere else.
Now, why the spiritual emphasis? I mean, that means a lot to you. Mm-hmm. Why?
Absolutely. So I grew up as a Christian, and so I wanted to, I really never thought that I would go to a Christian college, but after coming, touring here multiple times, because I did multiple tours and visits, I realized the importance of, college is a big step, you know, college is a big step in our lives, and I realized that you need to go into it with, like, going into it and being involved, like, faith-wise is important. Like, you need God. Like, right now, God is just so important. And like, you know, in these 4 years, I mean, in all years, but in these 4 years, and I figured that I'd come here and, you know, get that.
You know, you make an important point, because 18 to 22, atypically the years of college, it's kind of a predictor years.
For sure, yeah.
Kids who go, some kids unfortunately go to a university or college where they get in a trend of getting drunk and partying,
right,
and goofing off and making all kinds of stupid decisions.
Absolutely.
And they leave school, and I know of stories, actual stories, of people who carried that behavior with them for the next two or three decades.
Yeah.
It's tragic.
And that was just from those 4 years. Yeah.
And so you've been in an environment where teachers have prayed with you?
Absolutely. They pray with you even before tests. And so that's the best
that's
part.
That's when you need it
that's
the most.
That's when you need it the most.
So, always, like, prayed before tests. Lord, help me.
Uh-huh. They'll tell you, bow your heads. And it's just something that you won't get at a lot of spots, a lot of places. So
now tell
I value
us,
that.
Tell us, you were attracted to the Archie Dunham College of Business.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's your major?
Marketing.
Mm-hmm. And I want to know all about the student internship and how you found out about it. And Perry Homes is a really established quality home builder. Tell
Absolutely.
Us how that happened.
It was from here. I always, since freshman year, I've always gone to the career fairs. I never thought, like, oh, you know, I'm too young, or I'm not going to look for opportunities, because they're right out there. And so I've always went to the marketing career fairs. And so I went to this one, and I ran into one of the recruiters at Perry Homes. Like, they had a booth set up. And I knew going into it, because HBU provides you with all the companies that are going to be there. And I kind of select out, okay, these are, I go in with the focus, you know, like these are the companies that I'm going to want to talk to. And so I went over to Perry Homes and they told me about their internship program. And I was super excited about it and went through their interview process. About three interviews, and then was fortunate and blessed enough to get this opportunity. So it's been great. It was a 10-week internship program. This week is unfortunately the last week. But so I was able to work directly under our divisional marketing managers as like a mini manager, so to speak.
Cool.
And I spent half of my weeks in the corporate office and then the other half in the field. And so my time in the office allowed me to like create flyers and assist with the development of new marketing strategies and just a lot of different projects, even ones that you mentioned. And then my field work allowed me to host agent and prospect events, as well as meet with division presidents, developers, and just make sure that we have that marketing presence in the field. So it's been a perfect internship. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
And so in that internship, through the Archie W. Dunham College of Business, mm-hmm. with a marketing focus, you've moved out of the classroom into the
real world, right? Mm-hmm.
So what have you learned?
You've listened to a lot,
you see people in action.
Right.
So you see the marketing techniques.
Right.
It's sharpened your focus?
Absolutely. There's only so much that you're going to learn book-wise.
Sure.
And so it's good to get that exposure to apply what you've learned, because HBU's, our marketing program here is great and it's expanding, as you know. And so it's good to take that information and do something with it. And it impresses employers too. Like whenever you're certain, even jargon that, you know, we learn from the classroom, like just using that in our everyday terminology, like it just impresses them. And so it's good to... it's good to just take what you're learning in the classroom and applying it. I think that's a big thing.
Now, what year are you in?
This is my senior year.
Senior year.
Yeah,
so
I graduated
this is
May.
It. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what are your thoughts about your senior year at HBU?
Definitely to get more involved. I want to go out this year with a banger. I came in excited and ready, and I want to leave out with that same excitement and eagerness, you know, to what's to come. But for my last year, I am on the chair of the American Marketing Association. So I would definitely want to get more active with that. And like, because our first year was last year. So I want to push for more like, you know, going to these conferences, meeting with professionals in Houston, and really just getting my name out there. So there's a lot to come this year for sure.
And so you're going to enter marketing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you leave here?
Yes.
And do you know what particular field yet?
The home building industry.
Well,
yeah,
that's a great field to be in Houston.
Absolutely, I mean, my internship has confirmed that that's the area that I feel passionate about, and like I just love that area. I just do, and I also love the public relations part of marketing.
You know, in the part of Houston I live in, there are so many homes being built. It is just staggering.
Yeah, seriously, the business itself is just. It's crazy. I mean, it's always going to be a need for this industry, so I feel like it's pretty secure.
Now, tell me what your mom and dad think about you at HBU.
I mean, my parents, they see how much I love HBU, so of course they're excited and they're happy for me.
They see growth in your life?
Absolutely. Yeah. All aspects.
Okay, I want you to look in that camera over my shoulder, and I want you to talk to a student who's thinking about trying to find a college, university, why they should come to HBU.
I would come to, so if I was talking to a student and you're wondering what college you should go to, I would definitely say to give Houston Baptist University a shot. HBU, as I mentioned before, just has a good balance of all, like everything that is, at least for me, it's everything that's important to me, the spiritual aspect, the closeness, I like to be challenged. So if that sounds like something that you're interested in too, I would definitely give HBU a chance. The professors, you get that one-on-one relationship with them. The class is small. I've even had a class that had 6 to 8 students. And so just you really get to know your peers, and you realize that you need them. Like, we all basically need each other, and you never know what somebody has to, you know, like somebody, like you never know what you can get out of other people, like, so to speak. And I would come here, like, come here, seriously. And we're growing, especially if you're a marketing major. I'm going to speak on that in particular just because that's what I am. Yeah. But we're growing. We're we just launched our American Marketing Association program that's going to be growing. We had over 40 members last year. We just launched a sales program, which is hand in hand with marketing. And it's just a great place to be. So,
that is well said.
Awesome.
You know, Kirkland, when I see the excitement in you, it really excites me. And cool. There's a lot of people here at HBU that put their shoulder to the plow to move HBU forward. And we do so because of students just like you.
Right.
Because, you know, there'll be a period of time where our day will be done and you've got a great future.
Thank you.
Now tell me, how did you come to faith in Christ? How'd you come to faith?
That actually was bought through HBU as well. So
cool.
HBU has a program where, like, before you enter your freshman year, you have the opportunity to go on a retreat. Have you heard of that retreat? Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a summer retreat, and they take you out to, like, hours away. It's like a camping type of ground, and you're with just so many amazing people. But that's actually where I came to Christ, because I just found how just the way that people talked about Christ is something that I hadn't been exposed to before I came to HBU.
Sure.
In fact, I hadn't even, like, opened a Bible or anything. Like, I just, you know, I knew that I believed in Jesus, but I just didn't know what that meant or what that looked like. And so I went to the retreat, and I seen, you know, everybody's worshiping, and you can feel him. I can't really explain it, but you can feel him. And something about being, you know, just being out in nature and just seeing everything and seeing the creation of everything, I just realized, like, there's no way that there's not a God, if that makes sense to you.
Sure it does.
And ever since then, like, I've been really, really active with trying to pursue, like, you know, learning more. And then I entered freshman year, and I realized that, you know, there's so many people that will help and teach you the things that they know, like Professor Sogway. He's one of my favorite people ever, because, again, prior to coming to HBU, I hadn't opened up a Bible, and I took him for intro to Bible. So just going through and seeing that, like, we would literally stay after class together, and he would show me, like, how to go through it, because, again, if this is a new book that you haven't been exposed to, you don't really know how to find John 22:31.
I was there.
Yeah. Yeah, and so he would go through and show me, and, like, nothing that he's told me, he didn't back, like everything he told me, he was able to back up with facts, and that's the type of thinker that I am. So it was really cool to see that, like, wow, like, just to really learn. Like, so again, he was just able to teach, like, to show me in the Bible why everything kind of was the way that it is. And so just having that facts and having that person who's able to
lead you spiritually
was good, because, you know, if you don't have that, then, of course, like, not that you don't believe, but of course it's hard to stay accountable. But when you come to schools like this and people are just actively, like, teaching you, then it's just different. So,
Kirkland, that's awesome. And you think about your experience at HBU has given you great education, but it's also given you eternal life through Christ, because it's introduced you to Christ.
Absolutely.
That is, you can't ask for anything better. You know, I remember the day when I picked up a Bible and I called Job, and Psalm, Palm. I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
I had to have somebody show me.
Show you, yeah.
And, well, we are grateful that you're here. Kirkland Guillory is majoring in marketing. She's a perfect example of why HBU is making a solid difference, an eternal difference in the lives of so many young people. That's why we stand behind HBU with our prayers, and we stand behind HBU with our giving, because in our view, we see Kirkland and others like her entering the world of tomorrow. And they're going to take their faith in Christ with them, as well as a solid education. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
And we're going to cheer you on until the day we're on the platform watching you go across and get your degree.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.